Blog Talk Radio.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like a power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation. Rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the one.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. This is Lisa Sahakian coming to you live from sunny Southern California. Welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. If you're joining us for the first time, again, my name is Lisa Sahakian, and we join here, we gather every Monday morning, bringing you tools of transformation, some real tangible information to carry you through your work week. If you're feeling motivated and want to be around like-minded, inspired individuals, if you're feeling a little Monday moody blues, that's okay to join here, to tell friends that may be going through stuff, to join us here every Monday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time at Enlighten Up Radio. We gather, we share provocative prose, witty wisdom, and lovely laughter for the seeker in all of us. Those individuals who know that life is always good and always better and always is expressing, expanding into something really magnificent that is always alive within each and every one of us. And sometimes we just forget. So Enlighten Up Radio helps us really enlighten up on the things, the habits, the people, the thoughts, the patterns that keep us down and prevent us from staying enlightened up in life. So thank you for joining us every Monday morning. Again, if you're joining us for the first time, my name is Lisa Sahakian, and we're taking it at a somewhat slower pace this morning. I'll tell you why. We're on a little bit of a pause. We don't have a guest. We've got live Q&A available today, and we're going to talk about building the new world. We're going to kind of recap exactly what's going on with this Building a New World conference directly from my personal experience. Now, let's just pause for a moment. So I'd like to say, first of all, first and foremost, thank you to our sponsors, Ricky Byers-Beckwith for her musical inspiration, One with the One. You can Google and find Ricky Byers music on iTunes, etc. Just divine musical inspiration. If you look at some of the older, not that old, but original tunes from Ricky, she's just magnificent. Really deep, soulful music. I mean, really soul-filling music. It really enlivens, speaks, and nurtures the soul. So Ricky Byers-Beckwith, One with the Wind, thank you so much for your musical inspiration, both intro and outro to the show. And I want to remind everyone that Enlighten Up Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Building the New World, taking place May 28th through the 31st Radford, Virginia, Radford University. Barbara Marks Hubbard is one of the 50 living luminaries from around the world who will speak about the Wheel of Co-Creation. Now, Barbara Marks Hubbard is the keynote speaker. When I went to go visit Barbara Marks Hubbard in the comfort of her home, she was kind enough to allow us to capture some footage on the importance and the necessity of building the new world. And I asked her, you know, in your busy days, why are you so available? You know, you're quite a impactful, vibrant woman on the planet, still doing amazing things about some tremendous evolutionary business, and you always have been. Why are you taking the time, Barbara, to sit with me today and be the keynote speaker to this entire conference at this time in your life? And she said, I'm not the keynote speaker. This is a keynote conference. And I'll repeat that. This is a keynote conference. What she meant by that is the keynote speaker is really the you know, very simple terms, is the focal point of a conference, let's say. So she acquiesces her presence and her knowledge of doing this work basically her whole life, building a new world since she was a young woman. Her father used to say to her, Barbara, you're the best in your field. They just haven't created a field for you yet. They just haven't created the right, you know, position. But she's a living luminary and actually able to see this work of building a new world coming about on the planet. And she said, this is a keynote conference because we are all about building the new world right now. Take a look at our social systems, everybody. Look at what we're all about at the, on the planet. It's no coincidence. This will be the second Building the New World conference. Please gather more information. Grab a pen and paper. Go to www.btnwboytomnancywilliam.org, buildingthenewworld.org. We've got such great content about the speakers for the past quarter, almost 3 months. I have been interviewing nothing but individuals who are going to be speakers, presenters, scholars, dignitaries, global leaders, visionaries, politicians, people that are holding spaces, holding titles, seats in the United Nations, World Parliament, a world religion. I mean, this is amazing, groundbreaking stuff. So here at Enlighten Up Radio, we're not just talking about things. When I say we bring you tools of transformation, this is exactly what we're doing. And if this is your first time listening, or you're kind of lightly listening in and out, or you listen regularly, thank you for listening. Share this information with more people because, you know, I'm sitting here in front of me and there is some really nice content to share. I'm going to go over some of the speakers and some of the topics. And if anyone has any questions, please call in at 646-716-9768. It's currently 10:08 a.m. in sunny Southern California, Pacific Standard Time, Monday morning. So if you're listening live, please do go ahead and call in at 646-716-9768. Happy to take your call. So I'm looking, as this is a recap show, right? So let's really take a look at the information, that this isn't just about, you know, a massive Google search on the radio. I'm not just about massively point and click and listen to the new next thing and point and click, go to the next thing. Really what I bring you is educational tools. My training is that of an educator, and my mother is an educator and was an educator, but it is my formal training, health education in particular, in college. My first degree is in health education. So, you know, what we do here, we don't just talk about what we're up to. We really give, provide, offer, invite you to take on some of this information as a new thought, just a new thought for a moment, just a new thought. Take it on for a moment, see what these things feel like. Conscious capitalism, right? Looking at this phenomenal book in front of me, written by John Mackey, a resurgence of this information. Conscious capitalism, natural capitalism, these two books were in brought to my awareness when I first became an entrepreneur and broke the mold, began breaking the very tight cemented mold of needing a corporate job. And I respect corporate jobs, but it just really never worked for an individual like me. It doesn't work for me, but I loved what I learned, and I loved the environment, seeing people thrive in that atmosphere. I have a tremendous amount of respect for individuals that work in that type of a system. And certainly I would love to learn how to be more a part of that, but I am embracing and celebrating as an entrepreneur conscious capitalism. And I started doing that very early on. My first philanthropic endeavor was a Ronald McDonald leukemia fair in my front yard. My sister did fortune tellering. Those signs said fortune tellering, spelled incorrectly, and my mother just let it. So cute. Happy belated Mother's Day, everybody, by the way. And, you know, conscious capitalism, it's really about being aware of not only what we're doing, the product, service that we're creating, conscious, being conscious about it. How are we doing it? What are we doing? How are we doing it? How are we conducting the daily business, the daily method of operation of our business? Are we consciously in our movement, in our daily method of operation? Is it a conscious daily method of operation? Are you aware of the impact that you have, not just on your thoughts and your business, but, you know, the impact that your business, your goods, your services that you're providing on this planet, whether you are an employee or an employer or an entrepreneur? Are you conscious of it? So Conscious Capitalism and Natural Capitalism, two amazing books for building a new world. Really insightful. Definitely pick these up. You know, these books are very inexpensively available on Amazon, sometimes $1, $3, sometimes free shipping, very inexpensive. So there's that. This one, which I'm just skimming through because I don't have a lot of time, but I'm really actually curious. This book fell at my feet, oddly enough, interestingly enough, marvelously enough. It's called Jesus for a Digital Age. And as a social media maven, self-proclaimed social media maven, I'm just so fascinated by media. I think it's so amazing because it's a form of communication. Communication, having a radio show, as you can tell, it's very important to me. You know, the ability to language is truly, from what we know as humans, is what separates us from the creepy crawlers and the four-legged ones and the furry ones. So communication is really important. I look forward to knowing more about Jesus for a Digital Age. So there's conscious capitalism, right? Consciously, really interesting book cover, too, by Muzi Cindy, M-U-Z-I-C-I-N-D-I. So infusing consciousness, the digital age, in the world of social media, specifically doing spirituality through Facebook is what this, but, you know, we're always doing it anyway, so they're just writing about it. You know, there really isn't anything that's void from the human experience, even the most horrific experiences. There is a place to find within yourself the reality of atrocities, the capital R reality of atrocities. And I encourage everybody, let's just take a pause for a minute, talk about building a new world, meditate more, everybody. You know, I've been having a lot of, somebody asked me to be their meditation mentor. A friend, business friend, that I met through a success coach called me and is asking me to be his meditation mentor. I thought, how fantastic is that? So we want to meditate more. And I'll tell you why we want to meditate more. Because what we will realize is there is a consciousness, a awareness that's happening in everything that we do, whether we realize it or not. And certainly writing a book about conscious capitalism, or, you know, something like Jesus for the Digital Age, or spiritual intelligence, The 21 Skills of Spiritual Intelligence, a marvelous book that I've embraced and learned to embody. Really, I've learned to embody more than teach it. Now I'm learning to teach it. Marvelous teachings, marvelous information, knowledge, education for you to share. So if you're listening for the first time, you're listening to Lisa Sahakian, and this is Enlighten Up Radio. Welcome. We're building the new world in Radford University, in West Virginia, May 28th through 31st, I invite each and every one of you to go check out the buildingthenewworld.org, BTNW, buildingthenewworld.org website. Take a look at it. Barbara Marks Hubbard, keynote speaker, Living Luminary, lots of other lovely people. Check it out. The great thing about the Building the New World conference is that it's very organic in its, we have to remain organic and very fluid in this way. We are the living paradigm of what we are expecting, asking, sharing, and inviting the rest of the world to do. We're really needing to be up to the minute available, and very in our knowing, as a team, as a group. Laura George, Reverend Dr. Laura George, who is the producer of Building the New World and also founder of the Peace Pentagon, that I'm so looking forward. You'll see some YouTube video on that forthcoming when I am in Radford, Virginia for the Building the New World conference. So, yeah, we write books about these things. So spiritual intelligence. What is spiritual intelligence? Well, the short version and the best way to describe it, and the truest, I believe, most authentic way to describe it for me, is the ability to behave with wisdom and compassion. I'll repeat that. Spiritual intelligence, 21 Skills of Spiritual Intelligence, a wonderful book written by Cindy Wigglesworth. Definitely part of Building a New World. We're going into, in fact, she's already working, Cindy's already working with the global leadership team of Whole Foods and John Mackey. Reverend Michael Beckwith of Agape International Spiritual Center has been recently illuminated about the necessity and power of spiritual intelligence, the impact that it definitely can have. And I'm really grateful for an opportunity to share this information with as many people as possible. And I'll tell you why. Being able to move with wisdom and compassion. Well, being able to move with wisdom and compassion. Take a breath on that. Think about that. What would that look like? Just imagine what your life might be like if you could behave, when you behave, if you could actually imagine yourself behaving both with wisdom and compassion to a very heated topic. Think about that for a minute. Think about taking that skill, the ability to truly embody wisdom and compassion. That's something that I have and focusing on in a very high way, meaning it's definitely in my consciousness. It's an absolute intention. I'm not dogmatically approaching any of this information. I'm really, the way I work is things need to really infuse themselves in me. I am the type of person that requires time to really feel. Usually I'll feel if something's right away. This is just the way I work. And in fact, interestingly enough, I'm getting a lot more comfortable with that. I used to be very uncomfortable with saying, you know, I'm a feeling person, but it takes me a while to feel things, right, to really know. If it's a real gut reaction, of course, you can feel that right away. We can all get that fight or flight or something like that, first instinct. And I have been sitting with this information, this conscious capitalism, natural capitalism, spiritual intelligence, newly invited social media information over the past, MySpace, right? I started dabbling in that a little. Really brand new polarity management. Barry Johnson's work on polarity management. So you take the ability, first of all, you've got conscious capitalism undergirding an awareness of moving and behaving in the world consciously, creating conscious commerce, creating that works for everyone, creating services that work, doing it in a way that treats your employees well, doing it in a way that doesn't affect the environment, tithing, giving, donating philanthropically to other like-minded organizations that also contribute to a better world, building a new world on the planet where we're all cross-pollinating, cross-promoting each other. So we start with that conscious capitalism. If you think I'm excited about this, my goodness, I am thrilled. There's an entire conference being given that I am MC, and I'll be giving presentation on as well, completely around this foundation of this world, this lifestyle that I have been quietly, a lot of us have been quietly living in the comfort of our own worlds, not really knowing who, where, how to connect with other individuals. Well, it's happening now, and we're so grateful. We're so amazingly available already. Just the fact that we're born into an age where this information is available to us doesn't take this on. What if you didn't need to do any more work on yourself? What if you were just going, what if you just said, you know, I'm good. Let me just start from where I'm at. I'm good. I'm really good right now. Don't need to read any more books. Let me just take on these ideas. Just take on the ideas. The foundations, you know, so you take spiritual intelligence, you take that being able to move with wisdom and compassion and polarity management, taking a highly polarized situation, polarized meaning extreme opposites, you know, you take our politics, right, Democrats, Republicans, very polarized in potential. How do people learn to run a government, a Congress? You know, polarity management is key. This information is vital to the planet. So it's not just for living luminaries. It's not just for executives across the planet. It's being made available to each and every one of us. Each and every one of us has this information. Check out Ken Wilber's work. Do you know who Ken Wilber is? You're going to want to know. When you check out Ken Wilber's book and you check out the spiral dynamics that Don Beck, Ken Wilber, Don Beck, check out the work of Ken Wilber, Don Beck, Cindy Wigglesworth, and especially check out spiral dynamics. I think you're going to enjoy knowing spiral dynamics. So the great thing about, I thought, this is very informational today. This is really more tangible tools for you to take into your world so you can start building a new world. You know, if you're not in tribe and you're not feeling like you need to be in tribe or whatever, it's no big deal. Just start where you're at. Just see if this any of this illuminates, inspires you, enlightens you in some way to take action on the vision, the reason why you came to be on this planet. You know, ultimately, that's what I'm doing. I've been having a lot of very interesting conversations with a lot of very influential people on the planet. I say that, you know, hands on my heart, really humbly. I'm co-creating something really quite magnificent on the planet right now and inviting other individuals to cross-pollinate, cross-promote, truly living my world in conscious capitalism. And the great thing about it is all really willing. Majority of us are really willing. Those of us who have really been doing the work, who have been going deep enough, who have been doing our meditation practice, right? The meditation practice is so key. It is so key, everybody. You know, the stillness, the inner peace, the only, I think personally, you know, if there's a pill, I'll be the first one to let you know. If there's a guru, I'll be the first one to let you know. But my teacher, who would never even call himself guru, Yogi Bhajan. All the teachers before him called himself guru someone. He would not call himself a guru because he is the teacher, was the teacher. He still lives in me, all around me. And he really returned the self to the self. Isn't that interesting? He's a teacher that returns the self to the self, Agape International Spiritual Center. I just received a wonderful piece of documentation on the teachings of Ernest Holmes, actually. I'm going to go ahead and post that so everyone can take a look at that. Ernest Holmes talks about what a teacher is, and ultimately a teacher is an individual who returns the self to the self. So, you know, the point being, with not too many minutes left in the show, I've been taking a lot of really great meetings. And a lot of great dialogue, a lot of new information, a lot of new vocabularies, some apprehension, some fear for sure, I'm looking at. And let me tell you, being able to be still enough while it's happening, to not feel like I have to get up and leave the room, to hold the space to learn, let's just say, to continue to learn. I'd rather say it that way because I certainly haven't mastered any of this yet. It's a lifelong process to master the ability to gracefully move with wisdom and compassion. I say, let's add some grace to that. And I think that moving with wisdom and compassion actually is a subset of grace. Consequently, you're able to move in polarities. You're able to turn on the TV set, building a new world, turn on the TV set and be in the space of solution, not in victim. I know that this information that's being shared with us, everyone. In closing, I want to just share a little bit on net neutrality, okay? First of all, we're perfect right where we are. We don't need to do anything else. Even if you just think about these ideas and never pick up any of these books or never take this information on, I know it's affecting you in some way. It's motivating you to move in your unique inner inspiration. It's supporting you in some way. I will never say, all of my teachers return the self to the self. All of my teachers. None of my teachers, the souls that I call teachers in this life, thank you for that sacred contract. None of them that remain in my life choose or want to be or ask to be proselytized, put on a pedestal in any way, shape, or form. These are the teachers that I love. They're humble. They're very humble. They align with and share core values in life, such as, you know, do unto others as they would have do unto you, you know, moving with wisdom and compassion, conscious capitalism. You know, the individuals that I choose, the words, the thoughts, the paradigms, the lifestyle that I'm choosing is very dense and light in content at the same time. It's dense in that it's rich, full of action, an opportunity and individuals and resources to move into action so we could all to build a better world together. And it's light because it's so fluid. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is fluid. It is easier. Meditate. This is Lisa Sahakian. You're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to listening in today. So here we are, conscious capitalism, spiritual intelligence, deep change, polarity management, social media. Oh, my goodness. So you definitely want to go. And when they post my social media presentation for Building the New World, which I will find a way to even the transcripts I'll post. Don't be afraid of social media. Don't be afraid of net neutrality. Educate yourself, everyone. Just educate yourself. The same things are happening the way they did way back then. Net neutrality, corporate-owned media has always been started with Gerber Baby Food. And remember product placement? Remember television shows were filmed live? They would cut to a live commercial right there on the camera. Same things happening, everyone. Enlighten up listeners. Don't be afraid. Educate and illuminate yourself. Learn to enlighten up. Same thing is happening, but in more, faster, greater ways because we have more accessibility. Look at that. We have everything at our fingertips. So there's just a lot more power behind it. Potentially educate yourself so you know what to do. Utilize social media in your benefit. Stay positive. Stay optimistic. Be realistic. Create community, create tribe. This is Lisa Sahakian, and thank you, Ricky, for the musical inspiration. Thank you, Building the New World, Laura George, for all of your amazing support and this opportunity to help you, support you, and inspire more individuals to build the new world. May the longtime sun shine upon you. May all love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. This is Lisa Sahakian. Love, joy, peace to all souls.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast.
I was moving way too fast, felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the